share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Recently, you might have seen a viral TikTok video uploaded by a staff member at a vaccination center, PPV, where she shared her encounter with an elderly lady who was alone because her son was too busy to send her for her appointment. At Lilo, whoever's he is. PLSGAISJGN Naishal Kemudian Hari crying hash FYP hash vaccine hash SAD hash Bekind hashtag Hotlink Everyday CEO hash BU Watja TikTok. Musical note original sound Toan Kasha Malaysia Toan Kasha Malaysia. World of Buzz has since had the opportunity to interview Amelia, who shared with us what she encounters on a daily basis as a PPV staff. Amelia currently works as a volunteer at the Sesha City Convention Center, SCCC, PPV under a healthcare organizer called DOC2US. She became a volunteer at the SCCC PPV this year when vaccinations first started. She admittedly said that she loves what she does. Amelia then shared the story behind her viral TikTok video and explained how her encounter with an elderly lady touched her heart. Sad and alone. Amelia shared that an old woman had come to her counter for a vaccination card after receiving her first dose of vaccine, but she noticed that the woman looked upset. Amelia then asked her if she had come alone, and the woman said that she came with her daughter-in-law. The woman then told Amelia that her son was supposed to send her but he was too busy, so her daughter-in-law sent her instead, but chose to wait outside the center. The woman said that she hadn't even had her breakfast, which made Amelia feel very sorry for her. It's really sad because I can see she is about to cry. I just tried to tell her that it's okay and that we are here for you, she said. Amelia then walked the old lady out, but the lady told her not to say anything to her daughter-in-law because she didn't want to get scolded. For illustration purpose only, it really touched my heart because I think this is the best time for family bonding, for children to spend a little bit more time with their parents. When we were small, if we got sick, our parents were the ones who would be worried about us and send us to the clinic. So why can't we spend just a little bit of our time to send our parents for vaccination and take this as a memory to cherish? Amelia added that she often sees elderly people at the vaccination center who travel long distances alone to get there, and wonders where their family members are. They should spend a little bit of time with their parents, because you don't know what the side effects are after the vaccine. They, the elderly, don't even have an idea what is inside the PPV or what steps they are supposed to take. If they have their kids with them, they will feel more comfortable and safe, she said. Stop listening to rumors. Amelia shared with World of Buzz that people need to stop spreading false messages on WhatsApp as it instills fear in others. Regarding the cases of empty vaccines, she said that the medical assistants at DOC2US are always professional and would always show the recipients the bottle and needle before the jab. There is no hanky-panky, especially under DOC2US, she said. When asked why she thinks some nurses are administered empty jabs, Amelia says she has no idea and that these people are just wasting their time. I am also wondering why. You already jabbed them halfway but you didn't press the needle, what is that for? Why must you waste your time, go to work and do such things, she said. Amelia at her counter. Get vaccinated if you want your normal life back. Amelia urges Malaysians to get vaccinated if they want to have their normal lives back. She says it's important not to cancel vaccination appointments just because of rumors spreading on WhatsApp. Just go when you get your appointment, don't cancel it. If you cancel it, you still have to get it some other time. Don't choose the vaccine, just get yourself protected first. It doesn't matter what brand it is, she said. You see how bad hospitals are, they are all full. Think of your family members, especially those who always go in and out. Amelia then shared that although it is tiring being a PPV staff, she is passionate about her job and appreciates those who thank her for her work. Stay tuned for part 2 where we share Amelia's story about how she was recruited as a PPV staff after her contract ended as a flight assistant. Also read, contract medical officers given 2-year contract of service to continue work and studies. Source. Cosmo Source. Provided to WOB Source, provided to WOB. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.